Log Talk Radio.
Under our feet tonight. The devil is under our feet. Woo. Take it back. Take it back. Come on, y'all. Let's get ready. Hallelujah. Woo. Devil is alive. I'm taking it back tonight. Praise God. Praise God.
And now that you've taken back all your stuff, you can rejoice.
Yes.
Rejoice.
Yes.
Resurrection Sunday, he got up and rose and achieved death. He beat death for us. So give God the praise. When you see this is the day that the Lord has
come. Come on.
I will rejoice.
Woo.
I said I will rejoice.
I will rejoice. Hallelujah. Woo. Glory. 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 Bless you, Joe. Woo! Yes!
Thank you.
God. Praise God. We honor him. We worship him. We honor his presence. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Oh, he's royal. He's king. He's Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. We honor his presence tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, give glory and honor to him. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, thank God for each one of you all on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. We are so glad to see you here praising God with us, going through the praise. You know, it's just good to praise God. It's just good to praise him. Hallelujah. We know that the word is there for us, but oh, when we get in his presence and praise him, oh, praise God, the blessings is just flowing, flowing, flowing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, you are listening to God's Favorites Ministry coming to you live tonight. Have you lost a loved one, son, or daughter to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet. Whatever you may be going through, maybe some type of sickness, something the doctors say is incurable, or whatever he's saying about you. But we put God first in control. We say, God, you are in control of our lives. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we will not be defeated by the enemy. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord is our shepherd, and we shall not want. Hallelujah. He's going to keep us calm and secure through all this tribulation as we keep our faith in him. Praise God. Let us pray. Praise God. We're going to save the prayer request after the message, because we want to do the message, and we're going to believe for every prayer request then that is being made tonight. Praise God, because I am believing for the blessings. Praise God upon you. Praise God. Hallelujah. We have started and stepped off into a new year, into the first month. This is the last meeting of the month of January. Praise God. And from now on, hallelujah, we ain't going to hold God in the box. We just going to believe God. Now, we ready to go on now. Hey, hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah. Nothing can hold us back now because we are ready. The song said we are ready, praise God, hallelujah, and we ready to take off. We ready to take off, yes, 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 hallelujah, hallelujah. God has done a great thing for us. Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We love you. We praise you. We give you all the glory, Lord. Lord, you are God, and you are God all by yourself. God, you have loved us with an everlasting love, God. And Father God, there is no weapon formed against us shall prosper, God. We are in you, and you are in us, God. Thank you, Father God. You are in us, and we are in you. Praise. Y'all better get it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's some things going on. Oh, come on, y'all. I told you the blessings is here tonight. Hallelujah. You are in Christ and he's in you. So he's doing his perfect. Come on, Holy Ghost. How she can the mind. Hey, praise God. Hallelujah. We are so even thankful, God, of our friends all across the waters in U.S., South Korea, Japan, Romania, St. Kitts and the neighbors, praise God. All where people are listening to the program, praise God. We want the blessing, God, to flow upon them, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord, just, oh, God, we know, God, you got your angels, God, in camp. Oh, God, all about us, praise God, hallelujah. You said anything, God, thing we ask in your name, praise God. Hallelujah. I see the bun. Praise God. I believe for the band, praise God, it's going to be more this year, hallelujah, than it was last year. You're going to get some more some more time. Praise God. Hallelujah. You'll be called more. The devil's trying to stop me for what I want to say, but I am speaking it over them. That truly blessed band is what I want to say. Praise God. Truly blessed band is going to have more engagement. The devil is alive. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I told y'all, the devil can't hold nothing back. He can try. But hallelujah. We are in the go now. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we are not letting nothing hold us back. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. Like I said, I dropped my paper. Praise God. Hallelujah. But like I said, praise God. Hallelujah. God has a plan for your life this year. My sister, I just talked to her before I came on the line, and she told me in their church today the pastor had a altar call, and a woman fell dead right there in the church. I said, whoa, girl, please, please, please. At least she was in church. Hallelujah. Her heart was to God. Boy, God. God, hallelujah. We don't know what's going to happen the next minute. The woman fell dead right at that altar call, and they thought she had just passed out in the spirit. They went there to try to get a pulse on her, and there was no pulse. Come on, somebody. God is showing himself mighty. God ain't playing in this year. This is a time for us of waking up and believing God, hoping in God, knowing God going to do anything but fail for us. Holy Spirit, call up on us. Hallelujah. Well, we was talking about last week, we didn't finish with the plan. So we're going to go back there, and then we're going to have some prayer requests. And we're going to believe, really believe God for these prayer requests. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know that we have read Deuteronomy 28 many times. But let's go over there. Praise God. And look at the blessing. And y'all know it's starting out. I don't even have to tell you. But I'm just going to mention them tonight so we can get these blessings down. Praise God. In Deuteronomy chapter 8, it said in verse 2, all these blessings shall. Now, I love to stand up on the word shall. Come on, somebody. You better write that down. Because I started this last year, but I really, really, really want to put this in your spirit this year. Put the word shall in your spirit. Don't do not work, walk under maybe might. Say it shall be done. Come on, somebody. Come on now. Come on. All these blessings shall come upon you, and if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of thy God. Blessed. Come on, somebody. You better say blessed. Blessed will I be in the city. Blessed shall I be in the field. Blessed shall you be by the fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy ground and the fruit of thy cattle. You might not have cattle, but it might be something else. God gonna bless you. And that's what he said to me. He said, when I read over this again today, he said, some of these, it might not pertain to you, but some of them, it pertain to you. Claim it, claim it, claim it, claim it. Believe it, believe it, believe. The fruit of thy ground, the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kind, and the flock of thy sheep. Blessed shall. Shall? You better see how many shalls and go back there. As you get your Bible and go back there and you write down shall and you post it somewhere. Shall. Blessed shall that basket. In that store. God don't want you to be without nothing this year. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed when thou goest out. And the Lord shall cause thine enemy, come on, to rise up against thee and to be smitten before thy face. And they shall come out against thee one way, and flee before they seven, before you seven ways. Come on, somebody. Do you understand this thing here tonight? Praise God. And seven is fullness. This thing gonna be done in the fullness. that the Lord shall command the blessing upon you in thy storehouses and in that and all that thou sittest thine hand and shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. And the Lord shall establish thee a holy people unto himself, as he has sworn unto thee. And if you shall keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, walk in his way. That's what all I'm saying. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous, plenteous in goods, and in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and the fruit of thy ground, and the land, which the Lord swear unto the fathers to give thee. And the Lord shall open thee his good pleasure. The heavens he'll give rain in the land in due season, and bless all the work thine hand. Thou shalt lend to many nations and shall not borrow. Y'all better get through the Deuteronomy 24. Hold on to it this year. You better get it and put them shells in there and know whatever thine hands find to do, do it unto the glory of the Lord. But look at your hand. Look at your hand. Your hands are blessed tonight. Your hands. Come on, somebody. You better hear me. Your hands. God said, I have blessed your hands to get wealth. Because he the one blesses you. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. God is the one that blesses you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't look for no man to bless you. I can't do it. I can tell you what God going to do. God going to bless you because he said it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Think about this. When I read the story of Joseph, and you know the story of Joseph. You know his life and what happened to him in the book of Genesis. Praise God. You know what happened to David. You may have gone through something yourself. David was hated of his brothers, and I'm just going to go through it right quick. Because of their jealousy toward him, they put him in a hole and leave him there. How you think this poor little lad felt? Sometimes you may feel like you in a hole. You may feel like nobody cares about you. They sold him to the Egyptians. He lived in a prison. Famine came up in the land. I don't know what may all go on in your life this year, what I'm trying to say to you. I don't know what's going to happen to you. Only God knows. God knows you by name. He is the one that's going to keep you. Joseph had to go through the test. He didn't give up on God. But God had a plan for him. And what's the plan for Joseph? He had to go all through all of this in order for God to bless him. See, God just want us to stay there. God just want us to stay there. Don't get jealous of nobody. Don't get angry with nobody if you do sin not. Don't be jealous of nobody. What am I saying to you tonight? You may have to go through to fulfill the plan that God has prepared for your life. You may have to go through something. You might not like it. It might not feel good. It might hurt. It's all right. God got you. Got another parable here. I really want y'all to look at. Praise God. Hallelujah. In Genesis 16, 16:1-3. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's go over there. And y'all know who I'm talking about. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Genesis 16. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know what? This poor woman, y'all know I'm talking about Hagar. Y'all know how Hagar went through. Hagar had a hard time. That was Abraham's wife. And you know, Hagar, poor child, she got herself in a bad situation by having a baby because Sarah couldn't have a child. So she chose Hagar to have the baby for her husband. But then she got jealous. What did I just say? Don't get jealous. And she despised her. And Hagar ended up in the worst position that she ever thought she would never get out of. And Sarah ran off. And Hagar, according to the word of God, Hagar was so hurt that she ran back to her hometown. And she's a black woman here. She went back to her hometown, which was in Egypt. You know how we say people don't like us because we are of a color. Well, that's where she was. She was a poor black woman. So she ran back to her hometown, went back to Egypt. But guess what? Guess what happened to her? She had been mistreated. She was hurt. She was pregnant. And she fled back in the desert to go back home. But guess what happened? The angel of the Lord, God got a plan. I tell you, this, God got a plan. No matter what you're going through, God's got a plan. God had a plan for Hagar. It was dangerous out there. And heavy belly, so she would have a son. God ain't going to turn his back on Hagar either. Hagar ended up blessed. I'm just telling you how you can be blessed. And Hagar is one of them. There was a son promised to her. And the child, she did have Ishmael. They traveled until they were entrusted and death from the midst of enmity. But God intervened yet again to provide a well of water. They just thought they was going to be faint in that desert. They thought they were going to die in the desert. They just didn't know what they were going to do in the desert. And poor Abraham couldn't go out there because he had a wife. The mistreated Hagar seemed deserted as she twice headed off to the desert. But even though she made mistakes and the people around her mistreated her, God never ignored her. I'm telling you, that's what I want you to hear. God is not going to ignore you. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what you may have to face in this year. God has a plan. He had a plan for her. God never, he protected and guided her and her son. God loves you. I tell people, hey, y'all don't understand. Y'all don't understand. God's love is so deep. Oh, it's undersmudged. You can't understand it. You can't understand it. God's love is so deep for us, more than we can ask. Oh, God. God's love. Here was Hagar. God will send an angel. God will, and he does every day. He have an angel guiding you. But when you going through something, he will send an angel there to protect you just like he did Hagar. Hagar, no doubt, had cried a many tears for all that she had faced. in that time. I would think that it wasn't easy trying to get back from Canaan across the desert. I crossed that desert from Egypt to over into the land of Israel. It's not across the canal and all that. It was hot. The desert is hot. And they said she couldn't find no water. Praise God. God's got a plan, y'all. God's got a plan. Well, the Bible says the plan that he has is found in Genesis 47, starting at verse 14. And it said this, Joseph gathered up the money after he had been through all that he had went through. And I'm going to read you this. And Joseph gathered up all the money that was found in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan for the coin which they bought. And Joseph bought it. Let me tell you, God going to use somebody. How she can never. He going to use somebody for a purpose and a reason to help somebody come out of something. Come on. And because this is what Joseph did. Joseph, I'm going to read. I'm not going to talk about it. I'm about to tell you. You know what Joseph did. He even helped his family out of this family. Come on, let's look at it. And when the money fell in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan, all the Egyptians came to Joseph and said, give us bread, for why should we die? For the money has failed. Let me tell you, your money might fail you, but God is going to provide a way for you. Because he said, I will provide a way of escape. Come on. And Joseph said, give your cattle, and I will give your cattle if money fail. I will give you cattle. And look now, here Joseph giving up when he was supposed to have been dead in a hole. Come on. All right. And they bought their cattle and Joseph, gave them bread in exchange for horses and for flocks. Gotta make sure you be fed. Come on, we ain't just reading this here. I want y'all to see in the spirit what God can do for you tonight. That's what I'm talking about. I want you to see you in the presence of Joseph. And when that year was ended, they came to him the second year. This thing went on. Come on, it didn't end right then. That thing in your life might not end right now, but God got a plan to bring you through. Come on, hear me, somebody. Yes, 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 yes. And we will not hide it from my Lord, how that our money is spent. My Lord also has our herd of cattle. There is not aught left in the sight of the Lord, but our bodies and our land. Hey, we are out here, Lord. Things are getting hard out here. He going to step in. Praise God. Wherefore shall we die before thine eyes, both we and our land? Buy us and our land for bread. And we and our land will be servants unto Pharaoh. And give us seed that we may live and not die, that the land be not desolate. And Joseph bought all the land of Egypt for Pharaoh. For the Egyptians sold every man his field, every man. Everybody was provided for. I'm telling you, you're going to be provided for in some way. Hey, I told you last week that this thing concerns money, and it concerns, if I go back there, it concerns more than it concerns money, and God will make provisions for you. Hallelujah. Because famine prevails over them, so the land became sterile. And as for the people, he removed from them the cities, one end to the border of Egypt, even to the other end thereof. Only the land of the priests bought he not, but the priests had a portion assigned them of Pharaoh, and did eat their portion, which Pharaoh gave them. Wherefore they sold not their land. Then Joseph said unto the people, behold, I have brought you this day, and your land for Pharaoh. Lo, here is seed for you, and ye shall sow in the land. You need to sow. Yeah. And it shall come to pass in the increase that ye shall give a fifth part unto Pharaoh, and a fourth part shall be your own, for seed for the field, and for your food, and for them of your household, and for food for your cattle, the little ones. And they said, thou hast saved our life. Come on. God gonna save your life. Let us find grace. There's grace. God of grace. In the sight of my Lord. And we will be Pharaoh's servant. You gonna be Pharaoh's servant? Yeah. God gonna make a way. And Joseph made it a law over the land of Egypt unto this day that Pharaoh should have a fifth part except for the land of the priest only, which became Pharaoh. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's what I want to tell you. Praise God. I want you to believe God. Praise God. Just know, praise God. God said, I will make your enemy your footstool. And that, come on, yes, he did. That's what he did, Joseph. Didn't you see that everybody had to come there when everything was going wrong and they had to bow down to Joseph? Joseph, he should have been dead a long time ago when he was put in the hole to die. He should have not been put in position to take care of his brothers and his sisters and all the other people, but he was over more than just his brothers and his sisters, over everybody. Pharaoh put him over everything. Don't know what kind of position God might put you in this year, but I'm telling you, God, oh, I can just feel it all in my flesh, my bones, my skin, everything about me. I can just feel that God, oh my God, God said put the blessings upon his people and he will bless them. This is God's word. I love to do that. I don't want to be short about it. I love to bless people. I love to bless, speak a blessing. I love to give a blessing. I like to do whatever I can to bless people. I don't want to hold nothing back that God don't want me to hold back. I want to bless people in whatever way I can. You don't think sometimes, even though I just want to bless people, I don't have a hard time sometimes? Yeah. I'm wondering what's going on. I'm just there to bless and people, but I can't question God. Just got to stay there. He stay there and wait. Wait on God. And see what God going to do. You got to trust in God and see what God going to do. He said, don't look to the hands of flesh, the arms of flesh. Don't look to man. Look unto God. And God's going to call somebody. Mm-hmm. Yes, because he uses his people. He uses his people like you and I. Praise God. He uses his people to step in and bless you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. On this blessed night, I'm going to ask Minister Zadie, do she have a son? On this blessed night. On this blessed night that I'm speaking these blessings, I want you to be blessed in the name of Jesus. And no weapon formed against you shall prosper. You shall be blessed in your going in, your uprising, and your sitting down. Are you ready, Sister Zadie? Hallelujah. Minister Zadie Alpha, are you ready to sing? Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Are you there, Minister Gwynn? Can you give us a song before we go into the prayer request?
Yes, ma'am, I am here.
Okay. Go ahead.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus is a way maker. Jesus is a way maker. Jesus is a way maker. One day he made a way for me. When my life was dark and dreary, Jesus came and he answered my prayer. One day he made a way for me.
Yes.
Oh, my Jesus is a way maker. Jesus is a way maker. Jesus is a way maker. One day he made a way for us. When our lives were dark and dreary, Jesus came and he answered our prayer. One day he made a way. Jesus made a way for me. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Thank you so much. Now, if there's anyone have a prayer request, press 1 on your phone right now, and we're going to believe God for those prayer requests, what God's going to do. Not what we're going to do, what God's going to do in the midst of every trial, and because you're going to have them. Praise God. Press 1. We want to pray for, Minister Sharon. Let me see if Minister Felicia is here and she can pray over the prayer request. Praise God, I believe I see her. Minister Felicia, can you pray over the prayer request?
I'm here, yes, ma'am. I can't write them, but I can pray. But I'm where I can't write anything. Okay.
Oh, that's all right. Just pray. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Go ahead. Let me see if there's anybody else. Minister Sharon, go ahead.
Yes.
Give us your prayer.
Good evening, everyone. I would like to have my pastor put on the altar. He has COVID, and he also have a UTI, Pastor Kenneth T. Stratton, and my uncle. His name is Brother Larry Mims. Thank you.
All right. Okay. Minister Will, Cynthia.
Thank you, Pastor Vivian, for your anointed message of encouragement and for the opportunity to ask for prayer. I'm asking for continuing prayer for the safety and peace of my daughter and granddaughter who are in a troubled home environment. They are traveling back to New Orleans this weekend and quickly going back to Atlanta to visit with me and family on this weekend. So I'm asking for peace and safety in their journey and in their home. And I thank you, prayers.
Praise God. Sister Lucita. Is that Lucita or Joyce?
Joyce.
Pastor Joyce, go ahead.
Yes, I'm asking for prayer for my grandson. Prayer for myself, prayer for my daughter-in-law, just the family. Need some prayer.
Okay.
My grandson's identity was stolen out of his car. Somebody broke in his car and birth certificate, his social security card and stuff. And my daughter-in-law is about to go to Florida She's going to be driving along by herself. And women need prayer and for my help.
All right. Okay. Ella Literally So.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I am believing God for, well, believing God that my son, my grandson, he has a job. The job went through, but I prayed with him today. I was telling him now, you got a lot of documents to get, and you have to get them tomorrow. They said they want them to send them over the internet tomorrow, and that they will, the training will start next Friday. So I told him to pray and ask God to get them, because he got to go get a birth certificate, got to go get another copy of a driver's license. That's so much. And then my son, just continue to pray for my son, Benoit, and all of us, just believe God for me that the mayor called me, y'all. Mayor don't usually call people. I'm talking about this rent reduction. So I believe God that God is trying to get hooking me up with the right people. And I believe what you say. Just believe God that he's going to bless me with this rent reduction. Amen. Thank you, Sister Vivian.
Believe God. Believe God. Believe God. Anyone else before we go into prayer? Well, I'm going to go into prayer in agreement with the one that's going to pray. Praise God.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Yes. Pastor George, this is Evangelist Bernardo. Thank you so much for allowing me to share. My prayer request is for the success of a business venture that my family is contemplating. We have a situation that can go through, but we have a couple of the heirs that are being a little contrary, and we just believe in God to move so that this can come through. And I thank you for your word tonight where you said God has a plan. And certainly that was so encouraging. As my sister was saying, one of my sisters said earlier, it was so encouraging because I'm believing God has a plan for my family. And there are some other things that I'm believing the Lord for that I believe God has a plan for to take place for me in 2024. So thank God for you, for your word, and thank you for allowing prayer to take place for these prayer requests that we have shared. Thank you.
Mr. Gwen, the word says, keep your hope in God. Hope in God. Keep the faith. Believe in your heart that God's going to do in this year. Whatever, he said, whatever you ask in my name, in faith, believe, and I am going to do it. So keep that word fresh. Keep that word of faith in your heart and believe God.
Yes.
And see one.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, woman of God. Right. Thank you so much.
Well, praise God. All right. I think we are ready to go to prayer, Minister Felicia.
Yes, ma'am. Father God, we thank you. Thank you, dear Lord. As Mother Stokes have often said, you're not hard of hearing. Dear Lord, I wasn't able to write anything down. However, I'm always willing to pray. You heard every prayer request that went forth, dear Lord. Father God, hear our cries. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Dear Lord, I'm asking you to forgive me of anything that I may have done knowingly or unknowingly that will hinder a prayer getting through to you, dear Lord. Father God, I ask that Felicia decrease and you increase, Lord. Father God, we're coming on behalf of the lady, dear Lord. I forgot her name already. The one whose jotter is going to be traveling. Our granddaughter will be traveling. Lord, she's praying for peace, for calmness, safety in the home, dear Lord. Father God, give her traveling grace as she goes back to New Orleans. Well, as she's in New Orleans and she's going back to Atlanta. Father God, be with her, Lord. Protect her and the child, dear Lord. Cover with your precious blood, dear Lord. Father God, there's another that was praying for her grandson. His identity has been stolen, dear Lord. Father God, don't let nothing hard. Don't let no one open up anything or try to do anything in his name, dear Lord. Work it out. Freeze everything, Lord, not from him, but, Lord, in case the person is trying to do, put a block on it, Lord. Let them not be successful in anything that they do with his identity, with his social security, with his birth certificate, Lord. Let nothing be opened up. Let no tickets or anything come. Father God, just cover, Lord. Protect him and send him new his stuff back to him, dear Lord. But if you have to get new, Lord, let nothing be done with the old, dear Lord. Father God, you heard everyone's prayer request right now. Someone is praying for their pastor, dear Lord. Father God, we're lifting him up to you as he's battling COVID, Lord. Father God, and a UTI. Dear Lord, we know that you could dry that COVID up. We know that you could correct that UTI. Dear Lord, cover the man of God, Lord. Bless him, Lord. Restore him back to health, dear Lord. We thank you for what you're going to do in his life. We thank you for correcting the UTI, dear Lord. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in his body. Lord, others that are suffering with COVID, we ask that you be with them, Lord. Cover them, Lord. Protect, Lord. And Lord, help us, Lord, to mask up, Lord. Mask up, Lord, and still be out and spread your word. But mask up, Lord. We thank you for touching his body. We thank you for healing him. Father God, there's another going through something, dear Lord. You heard what it was, dear Lord. We ask that you just be with them, Lord. Straighten it out, dear God. Cover, Lord. Cover, heal, Lord. Deliver. Set free, dear Lord. Anything that's binding their bodies down, Lord, we ask that you just correct it. Father God, we ask you for traveling grace because several will be traveling, dear Lord. We ask that you just protect them as they're traveling. Let no hurt, harm, or danger come thy way. Take them to their destination safely, dear Lord. Father God, we thank you for that. We thank you for how you're working out the situation with Mother Lily Mae Stokes. Thank you, Lord, that the mayor called her. Thank you, Lord, that her rent reduction is going to be approved. Thank you, Lord, that it's going to work out in her favor. Thank you, Lord, that she has the belief and she knows all things are possible when you in the midst of it. That problem is not hers, and she turned it over to you, dear Lord. Work it out for her glory. Her son, dear Lord, Father God, heal his body. Lord, strengthen him, Lord. Let him be wise and get rest when he need to. The grandson, Lord, that's starting a new job, dear Father, we ask that you be with him. All the documents that he need to send via internet, Father God, let him come up with them. Let him be able to touch them. Let him be able to get everything they need so that he will not have no hindrance in working, dear Lord. Father God, we ask that you just bless him, Lord. Father God, there was another that came, dear Lord. You heard all of our cries. You heard what it was she was praying for, asking you to touch, asking you to heal, asking you to deliver, Lord, asking you to protect, asking you to cover. Father God, with your precious blood, we know all things is possible. I'm pleading the blood, your blood over every situation, everything that is going on that was brought. Sister Gwen Vernado, yes, Lord, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for working that situation out with the family, Lord. Let no one hinder it, Lord. We know it just take one when dealing with an estate or anything to hold up, Lord. We let touch their hearts, Lord. Let them know that if they all work together, it will be resolved quickly, dear Lord. Father God, touch their mind, touch their heart. Let them not want to hold out for anything, but let them all do right. Let them go with the majority, dear Lord. Father God, we thank you for that. Thank you for not letting that hindrance just continue, dear Lord. But let them all get on one accord, Lord. And we thank you for the unity. We thank you for the peace in doing this. We thank you, Lord, for everything you're doing. Whatever else she asks for, dear Lord, I ask that you just be with her, Lord. Touch, Lord. You know, work it out, Lord. Work it out, the situation that she has
brought to you that's close to her heart. Work it out, dear Lord. Her children, work them out. Everyone's children, Father God. We ask that you just cover our children, Lord. Old, young, or middle age. Cover them, babies, dear Lord. We ask that you just bless. We're pleading the blood over them, Lord, for safety, Lord, on jobs. Safety when traveling. Safety when going to school. Safety, Lord, when seeking different things. Father God, any that has mental illness going on, Lord, we ask that you just send help, Lord. Send help, Lord, where you could just touch the mind. Work it out. Let them not feel as if they've been forgotten. Let them not feel as if they're alone. Let them not feel hopeless. Give them hope, Lord, hope in everything. Let them know better days are coming. Let them know the best is yet to come if they just hold on and put their trust in you, dear God. Father God, we thank you for working out situations. Lord, we thank you for hearing all that everyone spoke of. Father God, we thank you for working out the situation. We thank you for blessing the woman of God whose line we're on. Thank you, Lord, for just touching and blessing everything that Sister Vivian, Minister Vivian, is asking you for. We thank you. It was a Sister Joyce on the line. Her prayer request, dear Lord. Father God, hear it, Lord. Lord, work it out, Lord. Work out that situation. Whatever it is, dear Lord, we know that you can work it out. Father God, we thank you for all you're doing. We thank you for protecting us. We thank you for giving us a desire to intercede and pray for our children or our neighbors, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Work it out, Lord. Help us to put our trust in you, Lord. Help us give it to you, Lord. Don't take it. Help us wait on you, Lord. Father God, we thank you for everything you're doing, for how you're touching pastors everywhere, not just the one that was spoken of, but all pastors, all men and women of God. Be with them, Lord. Equip them. Hold them up. Keep them strong in their body so that they could teach the true word of God, Father God. Any that are doing stuff unjust, unveil it, Lord. Just bring it so that no one won't sit under them, but they'll just go find the real word, the true word, your word, dear Lord. We thank you for that. Thank you, Lord, for just blessing and healing. Thank you for walking through, Lord, healing people that are sick. Thank you, Lord, for feeding the homeless. Thank you, Lord, for clothing the homeless. Thank you, Lord, giving them shelter. Thank you, Lord, just for sending help where help is needed. We thank you for everything you're doing on this line. Thank you for the increase, Lord. Thank you for sending more people. Thank you that we're going to be able to reach one, Lord, and then that one to reach one for the kingdom. Father God, we thank you for everything you're doing. Thank you for all the prayers that you have heard, dear Lord. Father God, just cover them. Answer, dear Lord, according to your will. We thank you in Jesus' name. I pray, amen and amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you. Each one of you all name, because I wrote the prayer request down, and I laid hands believing God. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Believe. Y'all go in peace.
Amen.
Bless you. God bless you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Be blessed, everyone.
Yes. Thank God for the blessing tonight. The prayers. Amen.
Bye.
Thank you for the prayers.
Good night.
God bless you. Good night.